Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Samach Vav, and we are on daf Samach Vav. We're going to start right with the top, one ha'ara, one discussion related to yesterday's daf, and that is, the Gemara discussed what are the simanim of grasshoppers that we assume are the simani kashrus. So we have the four different physical simanim that the Mishnah quoted, and that is the four legs and the two extra jumping legs and chofin es rubo, the wings that cover most of its body. We have the two dais. Does that mean lengthwise? Does that mean circumference? Those are the three. I'm sorry, it was three and one. Those are the three, plus the fact that shmo chagav, that it is called a chagav. So based on that, the Rashba says on the yesterday's Gemara that the most important simon is shmo chagav, the fact that it's called that. And therefore, he says, in our lands, we don't really know exactly we're not so sure about the simanim. So, even though there are that have four, but we only eat them with a misorah. But if you have a misorah about certain grasshoppers that have these three simanim, these three physical characteristics, plus the shmo chagav, then we would eat them just like by birds. And Harim Makom with Yesh Besvarch and Achalim Mesoris. Many eat it with the Mesoris. The Rachaim HaKadosh quoted that it's not a good idea in his area that he didn't believe in eating it because maybe there was no proper Mesora, but that is what the Rashba says. But he quotes the comparison to birds. Birds, there's a big issue when it comes to birds, and that's the issue of turkey. Because turkey, they didn't have in Europe before, 500 years ago, that it was not a European bird, it's an American bird, it's an Indian bird. But the question is there a Mesorah? We know that Torah lists off all the non-kosher animals. Turkey is not there, so Lachor, turkey is a kosher animal. It has all of the simanim. It's not do res, as we spoke about yesterday. What exactly does do res mean? It's not the other, it's all the other, other simanim are true. It has a zekef, it has the gizzard, it has the other part of the body that's niklaf, it has the etzva yisera, it has the kerkabano niklaf, it has the etzva yisera, so it has all these. The question is there a mesora about it? So that is a big discussion in the poskim. Rova, the poskim assume that right now we know there is a mesora. How did the mesora start? Not exactly sure how the mesora started. The poskim are unclear, but for the past couple hundred years, seems like that there is a Mesorah, and therefore the poskim assume that there isn't a Rova poskim assume that there isn't a problem. In the Journal of Halakha, Contemporary Society, number 35, it has a big discussion of all the poskim if one wants to see more information. But just two of the Achronim that discuss it, the Shlomo Kluger discusses, we're not sure exactly whether he means a turkey or another bird. He lived end of 1700s, beginning of the 1800s, but he's talking about some kind of bird in Simen Kufyud Beis in Yoredeya. Benidon ha'ofos ha'boyim in America. The birds that come from America. Hine ani osram, v'lo yarad b'niyim ha'matirim. I don't think you're allowed to eat them. V'ze yoser mishana hishafti l'kal galina. I've already told this other kihila. Da'anat kaimalan de'in somchen al shum simen rak al ha'mesores. Vein lanu alei ha'mesores. And there's no mesores. No Mesorah about these types of new birds. Okay, we don't know exactly which ones he's talking about. That he says, Mash'eki natahi ne medinas America, nisyashiv Yisrael ze erech mea shanim. It's been about 100 years since there have been Jews in America. And he lived in 1700s, so let's say 100 years before that. Umikodim lohaya sham yishiv Yisrael. Uminayim lohem Mesores. How can you say there's a Mesorah if Jews were never there? V'ozos yadua ki azbo lasham rakom mari nefesh. And also, who went there? The great Gedolim didn't go there in the 1600s. It was the despots. It was the lower part of society. V'kala shalo noshe v'kali, if you owed a lot of people money, v'kali hadas ruban ve'in kedai lismoch aleihem v'al devrehem sheyesh lahem misoras l'kach bazel l'kuli yama asur lismoch ulamayid beplugta adif l'kach vaday asurim umishal yishma l'dvareinu asur litin esadin. Wow. Very strong lashon, says the Shlomo Kluger. Hey, Aflacha Shlomo. But he is in the minority. If you look at the other poskim, they say beferish that it is not a problem. If you look in the Nitziv, for example, the Nitziv in Meshav Davar, he writes at the end of Simen Chav Beis. Again, he's talking about a different type of of bird, avalachar shekvar nagul achlam. But since now there is a minhag to eat them, umistama gam az haya api haras chacham shenira lo shehu min avaz hatahor veuchzugu bazal ater is a type of goose that he's talking about. Since there's a minhag to eat them, and this is like a chazaka leheter, and everybody eats it. Ein lanu laosrim lahosi laz al avosenu sheakla of tamechas v'shalom. It's not our job to suggest that all the Jews were eating a non-kosher bird. Ha'im lo noda shedorsim lo michu b'hem achar shekvar yatsu b'heter u'mikol shekein ba'avah shekafra gleim rachav dika gamolos balamar chein lachashem hudoris. Also, we have a mesorah from the balamar that if any bird has a very wide webbed foot, that for sure it's okay because it's not a dough race. V'teda, and then he quotes, Sheheter ha'of indik. So some say this means turkey. The heter of the indik bird, She'anu ochlim, Hayu harbi ma'arim aleyem b'shah sheheviyim me India, V'lo hayim mesoris l'kashrusam. Many were ma'arer, and there was no specific mesorah about this bird. V'gavod ayom yish machmir m'parsha mehem. There are some yichidim that are parish, but mikol makom, kfar nagu l'heter v'ein potsepeh. It was ready hochzug later. Hachanami habahani avazos hagadelos kachdaiti akalanota vichlun. When he continues, so it's always hard to know the mitzius of different words that were used hundreds of years ago. But that is the discussion and rove of the poskim. Again, assume that there is no problem. There's one final important ha'ara about Turkey, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, not about Turkey, but just about the yesod of the principles, and that is, what if somebody, well, we said it's the issue of Misora, that's what it seems the poskim seem to say. So what if you go from one place to another place? You go from a place with a Misora to a place without a Misora, or vice versa. I come from a place that there's no Misora to eat turkey, and I go to a place that there is a Misora to eat turkey, and they all eat it. Am I allowed to eat it when I go there? Or vice versa. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can be makel in both directions. Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Pei Beis, in Hilchos Ophos, says, Mishu b'makam shenog in Isser, ba'of echad, mibnei she'in l'misoros. So they go to a place that they do eat it. Yachal hu gamkin la'ochlo. If you go to a place where there's a misorah to eat the turkey, you're allowed to eat it. Yachal gamkin la'ochlo sham. Afilu daito lachzol l'mkomo. Even if you're going to go back to your place, to the place that does not have a misora, the ain kan mishum chumri makom sheyatzam misham. You don't have to be worried about that chumra. Why? Shahari mashe ein ochlon osob bimkomo. The only reason you don't eat it in your place, lo mipnei sheomim shehu aser, ela b'shemodim shehu muter, v'rak mipnei shein lahem misores. You agree that it should be mutter. All the simanim are there. You just don't have a specific misora for it. Ubelom misores einonu ochlem. V'kiva shu atab makam sheyesh lahem misores. Lama lo yochlem. So right now you're in a place where there is a misora. It's a kosher bird, so why not eat it? So that's what on the one hand. What about the other way? V'chena holech makam sheyesh lahem misores lamakam shein lahem misores. You have a misora to eat it. You go to a place where there's no misora. Yachalu lo ochlo sham. You could also eat it. He's mekel both ways. The ain kan mishum chumri makam shalak lasham. Aye, don't you have a chumra to the place that you went to? No. The year Ali says the only time you have a limit is the ze'enu ela b'shadai to lachshalim komo. Aval kishemis yashiv sham asalo la'ochlo. To call echa nigra achar makomo. If you go to a place that does not have a misora and you plan to stay there forever, plan to become one of those citizens, so then you have to take upon yourself the minhag of those citizens. But that is an important Aruch HaShulchan in Pei Beis, Lamed Beis in Yaradeya. Okay, so this takes us through some of the Turkey discussion. But again, where does this come up? It comes up by Chadavim, that was the Rashba yesterday. It comes up by Ophos. And one final point, another very famous discussion of it, and that is the issue of Tcheles. Is you have tchelos in terms of a misora by mitzvahs. We don't have a misora about a specific mitzvah, so are we able, the post can discuss, to be mechadesh, a mitzvah that we haven't done in many, many years? So when it comes to los ases, I think everybody would agree that we should be mechadesh. Right? 100 years ago, nobody observed tchelos. Nobody observed shatnes. Because there were no shatnez laboratories, there were many that were not makbid on it. So once somebody came up with a shatnez laboratory and was able to check for shatnez, well, oh no, chadash asim in the Torah. No, that's in terms of something that writes on the chumrah. You got to be worried about isurips. Everybody would agree. The question is, what about a mitzvah say that we have it? So there are those that say, right? Rav Shetel says, we're not going to get to it now, that if somebody, if you believe in the, if you hold it, have the tchelas and you think it's correct, you don't wear it, you're over baltigra. So that gets it to isurim also. That's why he's very, very strong in terms of his shita about wearing tchelas. But if it's just other shitas that say it's just a mitzvah, so then you get into the issue of chadash or not. So the Beis Halevi is different misoras of exactly what the Beis Halevi said. I'll just read you one. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, quotes in one of his Yartzei Chiurim about misora, the one about called Shnei Sugi Misoras. He quotes Yadua. Says it's known what my grandfather said to the, what my great grandfather said to the Razina Rebbe. Yadua Mashir Bein Ziknei Hagaon Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi. His namesake, Ubein Admar Hagon Mirazin, but Ogel Tchilas Shemitzitzis, that the Rebbe of Razin was Bechadesh to his Chasidim to wear the Tchilas. We're not going to get to whether it was the wrong Tchilas, the right Tchilas, but at that point he thought that it was the right one. Ha'admar Nisal Ochiacha, he saw happy rice, he wanted to prove for many riots that this was the Emes Tchilas. And the Beis Halevi said, Ein Rios Usvaros Yecholos Lochiach Shum Davar, Bemili Deshaychi Limisarish Shal Shalav Yichav Yagekha. There are two types of Masorah the Rav develops there. There's one Masorah related to Talmud Torah. There's one Masorah about Halacha. There's one Masorah that we're given the Masorah of Klal Prado Klal and the Yud Gimel Midos, and this was a Masorah that was Baal Peh before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came along, and then Rebbe came along, which we'll talk more about, but in a couple of minutes, he wrote it down. That's one Masorah, right? That's Zakin Mamre Masorah. But then there's another type of Masorah. Masorah Ma'asit Shal Hanhagas Klal Yisrael B'kiyah Mitzvahs. The Zem, you said, that's not on the Pasuk of Lo Sasser, but on the Pasuk of Shalavichav Yagecha Zikerechav Yom Rulach. It's a beautiful piece here. We don't have to read the whole thing, but if you've never seen it, this Yartzeit Shir, Shnei Sugei Mesoras. That's what it's called. So he quotes there that the Beis Halevi says, Shum, on this second type of Mesora, not based on Halacha, but based on practice, Ein Hasvara Machria, Ki Im HaMesora Atzma. Kach ro avos the kacha you nogim the kach tzvichem linogabanim. Right, this is the type of Masorah of, you know, we always cut off the top of the challah. Why? My mother did it. My grandmother did it. Why? They used to have a small oven three generations ago. So again, you have to, it has a balance between a minag taus of with a specific reason, which some say might be about tchilas. They didn't have it, so they're. So again, we're not going to get to the we're not having a shir on tchilas now, but that is the this is the two types of misoras that the Rav Soloveitchik talks about here, and that's why just another example he talks about that the Rav quotes the Ilchas Beis HaBechira that in Bayis Sheni they had edus by the Nevi'im, one was made where the Mizbeach should be, one was made what the dimensions of the Mizbeach were, one was made that you're makrivin even without a Beis HaMikdash. What do you need Nevi'im for? Just open up a Rambam, open up a Shulchan Aruch. And see what the halachas are, where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, and what the dimensions of the Mizbeach are, open up the prices. The answer is no. This is about building a Mizbeach. You need a Masorah for that. This isn't just, this is one of those areas that you have to look in the postscript to know what's based purely on halacha and what's based purely also, not only purely halacha, but also based on behavior of Masorah. So that's what he talks about here. And that is not specifically limud, but it's maisa vishimush. Again, there's a lot more there. But that is another area where the discussion of Masorah comes up. Grasshoppers, turkey, and tchelas. Fine. Let us continue. So we're on the top of some of them and Aleph. Right, so we just had the two brises related to the limudim of how one knows all of the kosher grasshoppers. We had the brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Samachem and Aleph, a very short three-line brisa. That was a Tanur Rabbanan. The first wide line on Samachem and Aleph Tanur Rabbanan, three lines, darshening all of the grasshoppers. And then we had, on the second, the last line, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. And Devei Rabbi Yishmael was a brisa that took up the whole Amud base. All the different drushes. So now the Gemara wants to know, okay, when we take a step back, what's the difference between all of these drushes? But my kamiflagi, what's the difference between Tana Devei Rab and Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael? What's the difference between these two brises? The second one is Beferish called Devei Rabbi Yishmael. What about the first one? So the Gemara here calls it Tana Devei Rav. The Gemara calls it Bei Rav. So what does it mean, Bei Rav? Why is it called Tana Devei Rav? The brisa wasn't called Bei Rav, Beferish. So Machlokas, Rashi, and the Rambam. Why is this called Tana Devei Rav? So the Rambam probably is the more pashtus. what would you have said? Why is it called Beirav? Because it's a brisa from Rav, just like the Rabbi Shmuel. It's a brisa from Rabbi Shmuel. We'll see that Rambam in a minute. But look at Rashi here. Turn to the Beirav, third line. Kari lebrisa kamaisa sheshnuya b'toras koanim demikri sifra de Beirav. Why is it demikri sifra de Beirav? Why is it called de Beirav? Lefisha hayashagur bebeis hamedrish befi kulam. Why is it called Beirav? It's like Rabim, right? Everybody learns it. So it's Sifra, it's the Sifra, the Beirav that everybody knows. That's what Beirav means. Aval Brisa, the Tanit Devei Rabbi Yishmael, lo haisa shgura ela befi talmidav. But the other one is called Rabbi Yishmael because all Rabbi Yishmael's talmidim knew it. Everybody knew this one, so it's called Beirav. The one, the Midrashim that everybody knew. That is Rashi Shita. But there, Rashi Bedafka doesn't say what you would have thought he would say, the Beirav, which means Rav. So you would have thought, like the Rambam says, where's the Rambam? The Rambam talks about it on our Gemara. The Rambam in Hagdama to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam there, where, as we know, he mentions the Shalshalas HaMesorah. He goes from Adam HaRishon all the way down to Ravina and Ravashi. Goes through everyone. He doesn't go to himself. We mentioned in the past where Moshe Soloveitchik's Diuk, that the Me'iri in Pirkei Avos in the Hagdama goes from Adam to Me'iri, all the way down. But the Rambam goes from Adam to Ravina and Ravashi. Why does he stop there? Because he's giving a halachic mesorah here. He's not giving a history book. So he stops at Ravina and Ravashi because that was the end of the halachic mesorah. It was so farah. But the Rambam there goes from the beginning. Goes from, maybe not from Adam, from Moshe. Maybe starts from, we could do from Adam to Moshe. But he goes from Moshe, Yeshua, Pinchas, and Shmuel, and David, Achiyah. He goes through all the whole way. And then when he gets up to Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Mimos Moshe, Avad, Rabbeinu, HaKadosh, Lo Chibru, Chibru, Shemalanda, Mosab, Rabbein, Petar, Shemal, Peh. Right until Rabbi Yudah Nasi, there was no Torah, Shemal, Peh written down. They had their own personal notebooks. Whenever Rabbi wanted to give a shiur, he wrote some notes down that he heard from his Rabbi, this Kal V'Chomer, and this Gzeira Shava, and this everything. And then he gave over the shiur. Who kibetz and Rebbe though saw that Torah was going to be lost. He was makabetz kol hashmuos and v'chiber me'akol sefer hamishnah v'kasvuhu kulam. It's a discussion whether it was all written down already in the days of Rebbe or it was just compiled and it was written down after. The Rambam's lashon is it was all written v'kasvuhu kulam b'rabsu b'chal makom kedesh lo tishtakech Torah shel hapeh Yisrael. And he explains why Rebbe did this. And then he quotes who was in his base medrash. And then he quotes, continuing, Rabbi Yochanan Katan Haya, V'yachach Haya Talmid Rabbi Yanai, V'kibel Mimenu Torah, V'chein Rav Kibel Me Rabbi Yanai, V'shmuel Kibel Me Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, V'rav Chiber Sifra the Sifri, L'va'er Ulahodia Ikari HaMishnah. The Rambam says that the Rav wrote Sifra and Sifri. Rabbi Chia Chiber HaTosefta, Levar and Yoni HaMishnah, V'chein Reboshia, Uben Kapara, Chibro Brisus, Levar, Divrei HaMishnah. The Rambam says that they all wrote, the Mishnah wasn't enough, we needed more. We needed Rav and Rabbi Reboshia to write Midrashim and Sifras and Brisus to explain the Mishnah. And then he calls Rabbi Yochanan wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi. And the Gemara continues until it gets into Ravina and Ravashi, who was Sof Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael HaMatikim Torah Shebal Peh, V'shegazru Gzeiros V'shekinu Takanos. They were the last ones to make all these rules, and they had to do it because Klal Yisrael were going into Gaulus. Fine. But you see, the Rambam says the favorites that he wrote the Sifra. This is Machlokas, Rambam Rashi, whether Sifra de Bei Rav here, Tana de Bei Rav, the Rambam says, Rashi says Tana de Bei Rav, Rav wrote prices? No, it was Bifei Rabim. Right, it wasn't Rambam. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. I was thinking though, Rashi says Beirav because everybody knew it, so there's a connection, an affinity between Rav and Rabim. In Yonah Diyoma, there's another area where we have a mistake, so to speak, between Rav and Rabim. So a kind of a connection between the Rambam and Rashi. It doesn't have to do with this case, but it is Rosh Chodesh today, so we can mention it, and that is in Berachas HaChodesh. Berachas HaChodesh. It's some sedurim at the end of the paragraph. He writes it, it says, Bischus Tfilas blank. Amen Sela. So if you're looking in the sedurim, Bischus Tfilas Rav, Bischus Tfilas Rabim. Some sedurim, it says, sometimes it has different girsos, it has an asterisk on the bottom, what do you go to? If you look in the Otzarat Tfilas, in the old siddur, that has all the mefarshim, in the Tikkun Tfila, the bottom of the Otzarat Tfilas, he says, in some sedurim, that it ends off, Bischus Tfilas Rav, Why does it say that? Because Rav was machaber this tefillah. If you look in Brachas, Rav was machaber the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, but he says, I don't think you should say it. Eino nachon kla. Why? Lefisha Kodesh Baruch Hu eino mekabelas tefillah b'schus mechabra. Ki im b'schuso shal ha-mispalel atzmo. Im heichen es libo karoi b'shosho im mispalel. What, every time I daven, I b'schus David HaMelech? No! B'schus me, that I'm davening. You don't go b'schus the person who wrote the tefillah. B'schus tefillah is Rav. So why should you say that? Lefichach einanu misaymin b'shmona esrei b'schus tefillah tajik nesas ha-gadola. U'betfilas alokai detzor b'schus tefillas marbrei deravina. You don't say all that at the end of the paragraphs, right? U'malchis zechornos and shofros einonu misaymin b'schus tefillas rav. So he says, I don't think it's appropriate. And then he adds, v'acherim hechlifu tefillas rav b'tefillas rabim b'schus tefillas rabim. That's where it came from, because it changed it from rav to rabim. V'gamze einonu nachol klau dim kein hayolano l'sayim b'chol tefillas harabim kach. What, every Shmon Esrei, every Brach, B'schus Filas Rabim. We never say that. We should say it this once. It has something specifically to do with Rosh Chodesh. So he's against it. The Yesh Mesha'arim, some guess that originally, he says, one of the Sofrim wrote on the side of the Siddur, on the side of the Siddur, three words. He wrote, Brachos Tfilas Rav. To tell me that it's a Mesechas Brachos, and Rav wrote the Tfilah. And somehow, over time, Brachos, the Reish was changed to a Zayin, and it became B'schus Tfilas Rav. And then eventually, that wasn't only on the side, but it got into the paragraph. That's what he suggests. That's where it comes from. But that's why he says that if you look in the Osra Tfilas, in the old Siddur, it doesn't say anything. And none of these three words. It just says, Chayim Shimaliyah Mishalas Tamina Latova, Amin Selah. Right, but that's where it comes from. B'schus Tfilas Rav, Rabim, but it has to do also with this Rashi that we have. The Rashi says it's Tana Devei Rav. Why? Because it's parallel to Rabbit. Okay, we did the first line. So Vamaika Miflagi, Tana Devei Rav, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the machlokas between these brises when you put it all together with the limudim? Birosho Aruch Kamiflagi. It comes out whether the grasshopper, which has all of the simanim plus a long head, is that kosher? Do you include them? Because all the other kosher ones that are listed do not have a Rosh Aruch. So do you include Rosh Aruch, which the second one is explicitly included, and the first one did not? So Tana Devei Rav Savar, these have limudim go. So the first brisa holds Asher Lo Kura'ayim Klal, that it has the Kura'ayim, the legs, Klal. Arbes Sla'am Chargo Chagav Liminehu Prat. All of those specifically listed, that's Prat. Klalu Prat, Ebechala, Mashmer Prat. So we know, how does it work? You have a Klalu Prat, so you have the general and a specific. You only go like the specific. Demine in, Delav Mine lo. You only go by its type and not by what is not its type. Umarbi de Dumile Mishneit Stadim. And you bring in everything that which it is parallel from both sides. But everything that's parallel from both sides, and that is why Rashi says, called the Damile, Hilkach Slaim Asi Me'arbe V'chargo Kedamran V'aitru Le L'Rosho Aruch. Right, in Bishay Sadim, meaning all four Simanim and the Rosho Aruch. You can include it. Tana Dever Bishmol Savar, Asher Lo Kura'ayim Klau, a little different than what we saw earlier. Arbe Slaim Chargo Chagav Prat, Lemineyu Chazav Klau, Klalu Pratu Klau, Yetadan Elakeina Prat. It's Klal Prat a Klal, so then you go by the Prat. Umar be called the Damilei Bechadzad. You include everything that's similar to them from one side, Bechadzad. Anything that has the four Simanim. Right, that's Bechadzad. That's what Rashi says, called the who. Vafilo Damilei Ela Bechadzimin. Tashamin and Salam. Delo Be'inan Damilei Prat Bechol Asadim. Midis Rabi, Rosho Aruch. Right, so there's a question, how do you include the Rosho Aruch? So a little different than how I spoke before. So the Gemara says, one second, Allah Dami Klala Kamala Kala Basra. Right? The first cloud, you lose a cloud part of cloud, the first cloud and the last cloud are not the same. Klala Kama Asher Lo Kura'ayim Amrachmana. The first cloud is anything that has Kura'ayim. The Islay Achol De Lesle Lo Techol. Anything that has these Kura'ayim, these jumping legs, right, you would include, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. And Kalabasra Adashavu Barbasimanim. And this the Kalabasra is that it has to be like all it says Lemineu. Like it has to be like it in all ways. So it's not similar. So Gemara says, no problem. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, but Klali Uprat, Kiyagav Nadon. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel darshes klal pras like this. Doesn't have to be exactly the same klal at the beginning and afterwards. Udamrina nami ba'alma, and that which we say in general, the da in Tanya Dvei Rabbi Shmuel b'klal liuprati ki hay gavna mehacha. And that which we say anywhere in Shas, there be Shmuel darshes klal prato klal, even if the klals are not the same, they learn it from here. This is the source where they learn it from. Okay, so that is how they, the Rosho Aruch, they argue, how do you include Rosho Aruch, period. Omar Mar, next section. Ishmo Chagav, so this is what we had yesterday, a quote. If you have something that's called a chagav, so the Gebraisa had a havamina, you might think then, even without any of the other simanim, it's kosher, tamalomar limineyu, achi ubo kola simanim halalu. Until it has all the simanim, and it's called chagav. The Gebraisa says, ein bo kola simanim halalu mehechatesi. What's the havamina? What, if you have a rabbit that's called a chagav? You could say it's a what the havamina? You don't have any of the simanim and it's called a chagav? So I said it's going to be kosher. What's the havamina to say that? Arba v'char goksiv. It gives examples of types of grasshoppers. So what's the havamina to include something that's just called chagav? So the Gemara says, e loksiv sal'am kidda ka'amrit. You're right. If it didn't say sal'am, if it just said arba v'char gol, then fine. There wouldn't have been a havamina, because it gives these specific examples. Hashta dechsiv sla'am l'rebuye rosho aruch. But once you include, once we say sla'am, which includes something that is separate from the dalet simanim, the three simanim plus chagav, it has rosho aruch. It has another factor, it has another characteristic, se'ema l'rebi nami kaldu. Then I might have thought that any type of characteristic that is unique could be included. Even without the dalet simanim, I wouldn't have thought it was adding on. I would have thought it is separate. Kamash Malan, that's why that's the chiddush is that no, it has to have the simanim and anything extra that you add on. That's what Solom teaches me, that it's Rosh Aruch, which is added on to the simanim, not instead of the simanim. Fine. Maishta Hasam Da'amit Salam Zerashon Chargol Zanipol. Why in one brisa does it learn out each of these grasshoppers from these words? Umaishta Haka Da'amit Salam Zanipol V'Chargol Zerashon. And it learns it out from the opposite ways. So our answer is Markiasre and Markiasre. No, each one goes by their own place. Whatever grasshopper is similar to the one it says in the Torah, that's what they learn it out from. But again, it's no Lamaisa, it's not a difference, because they each learn out, each one, even though they learn it out from opposite ones. From opposite ones. If you look in Rashi here, Rashi right across from where we are, Rashi quotes, the Chagavim halalu ein te'unin shchita. Chagavim, grasshoppers, you don't need shchita. We're talking about all the simanim, but the Gemara doesn't talk about, so what are you supposed to do with the grasshoppers? So now you know there's a kosher grasshopper. So how do you eat it? So Rashi says you don't need shchita. Shaharei achar hadagim hiskir nakasav, because it's listed as their fish. Zos taras abhema kemashmao v'ha'ov kemashmao ov v'lo sheretz ov v'chulu continues, and it says the grasshoppers eat the fish, and fish don't need shchita. So if fish don't need shchita, so then grasshoppers also don't need shchita. That is Rashi. Look at Tosus. Tosus in B'mai Kamiflagi, he quotes on the third line. He says, Besov Shmaisa, at the end of the sugya, Rashi quotes that Chagavim don't need shchita. And he says, I don't know why Rashi has to mention this from the Halachas Gedolos. It's Muchach throughout Shas. You never talk about Chagavim needing shchita. So unless you know otherwise, you have to prove it from the Torah, prove it from... No, you know it. So what's Rashi driving at? By emphasizing that Chagavim don't need shchita? So maybe it's part of what Achronim say in the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, we've mentioned this, I think, in the past, in this Masechta. Look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shchita. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Dagim v'chagavim einon tzrichin shchita, ela asifasan hi hamaterasosan. They don't need shchita. The gathering of them is the matir. Is the matir. Harehu Omer, as it says, Hatzonu bakar yishachet lahem matzah lahem, im is called the Geayam, yaseh lahem matzah lahem. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, could you gather all the fish in the world? Mashmah, that's what you do to fish, you gather them. Asifa. Asifas dagim kishchitas bakar vitzon, the Rambam says. Important lashon. Gathering by fish is like shechting animals. Ubechagavim nemar, Osef Hachsil ba'asifa levada. It also says Osef Hachsil, says that by by the one type of grasshopper, and therefore asif is good enough. Lefichach imesu me alehen betoch hamayim. Therefore, if fish die by themselves in water, says the Rambam, mutarin, pick them up and gather them. Then there's not even a din of doing the asifa before misa. Umutar laochlan chayim. And then the Rambam adds those three words. You can eat them chayim. Does that mean raw? Does that mean live? Right? Chayim means different things in different contexts. We'll get to that in a second. But the Rambam says, so what are the achronim and medayik? Rashi and Tosus and others, the Rambam could have just said, you don't need shechita. What does the Rambam add on? The asifa is matir them. It sounds like you need a matir just like shechita. This is just a different matir. But there are different types of matirs. What have we spoken about in the past? Other actions that take the place of shechita. We spoke about pushing the seal lazazel off the cliff. The Gemara has a line that dechiyasam latsuk zuhi shechitasan, or egla arufa, arifa zuhi shechitasan, or even malika saof zuhi shechitasan. Big nafkaminas, oso vespino, and other nafkaminas. But here the Rambam's lashon isn't just that you don't need shechita, but it needs a matir. The asifa is the matir by birds and grasshoppers. Maybe that's what Rashi is driving at. Not just Tosfos. You know this from all over the place. No, Rashi is emphasizing, though, not need shechita, but why is he quoting sources? Maybe to tell me that you do need something, even though you don't need shechita. Maybe. It's not said by Rashi, but that is for sure the Rambam. But at the end of the Rambam, that's a big discussion in the Achronim. What does it mean, live? What does it mean, live? Well, first, we're not going to talk about, there are Rav Sadia and others, there are Gaonim that argue on the Rambam about finding it dead. Asifa works, but only if Asifa Michayim, not Asifa Lachar Misa. That is the Shita of Sadigo, and the Ketzer Mishnah quotes it right here. Number one. But number two, the Magen Mishnah here, and Tosus later on says, you can't eat it Michayim. Eat it while they're alive? If that's what the Rambam means, it's Baal Toshaksu. It's disgusting. Tosfos says in the second to last line, Lav dafka, the b'chayim ika b'shabal t'shaksu. Tosfos says, Magen Mishnah says it here too, you can't eat live grasshoppers. But it's b'al t'shaksu, it's disgusting. Aye, what if you're used to eating it? But again, Tosfos and the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah assume that is a violation of b'al t'shaksu. B'al t'shaksu is usually commonly discussed in the bathroom issues. Right? If somebody has to go to the bathroom but they don't have to go to the bathroom, the Shulchan Aruch quotes is both in Hilchos Beis HaKiseh and in Hilchos Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch says, the end of Siman Gimel, Hamash, based on a Gemara in Makkos, Hamash and Nekavav, over Bisham Bata Shaksu. Somebody holds in when they have to go to the bathroom, they go by the Bata Shaksu. How much? How badly do they have to go? You know what, there's also the Bishop Rura quotes here, that Kavad Abrius is Doha Bata Shaksu. So if somebody's in a place where there's no proper place to go to the bathroom, then you can hold it in. There's no violation about the shaksu. It's a subjective based on that circumstance. Is it daraisa? Is it drabanan? That also is a discussion in the Rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's simin sadik base. You know, we're not allowed to daven. That's why we always have to check ourselves before we daven whether we have to go to the bathroom or not, because we don't want to be in violation of Baal Toshaksu. And if it ends up that somebody really had to go and they run out right after Shmona Esrei, and they wouldn't have been able to hold it in even for a couple of more minutes, it could be they have to daven again. Could be in certain cases they would have to daven again, because that's a violation of Baal Toshaksu. That comes up a lot. Since Eliezer has a tshuva where somebody has a certain stomach ailment, and the way to make it better is by holding it in until he really has a full bladder and then go. So he says, obviously that's not Baal Toshaksu. If the way that the doctor says they have to do is you always feel like you have to go to the bathroom every second. So you have to hold it in until a certain time, then obviously that's not an issur of Baal Toshaksu. That's in Chelek Yud Beis of Mem Hei, if you want to look it up. Fine. Now we move on to fish. Okay, we've had grasshoppers, now we have fish. Fish had, as we know, the two simanu bedagim, kol sheyesh lo snapir v'kaskeses. Anything that has a snapir and kaskeses, it has fins, snapir are fins, and kaskeses are scales. The last mitzvah we had, those who listened to the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah shir, we discussed the bedika of the simanim of fish. The mitzvah, hopefully next week, after the kids go back to school, we'll be able to get back to the mitzvah shir. But we discussed then a question that all the achronim get into, and that is simanim in general, but specifically I saw the Minchas Asher and others discuss it by fish. Are they what we call siman or siba? And that is, our simanim that we talk about of kashrus, reflections that these are kosher animals, or are they the cause of the kosher animals? The greatest nafkamina in me is, if you know it's a kosher animal and you don't have the simanim. Right? So you know it's a kosher animal, but you don't see the simanim. Are you allowed to assume that it is kosher? So if you don't see the simanim because you just can't see them, but you know they're there, or you know, as we'll see, they came off the fish as the fish came out of the water. So that's not this case. That's the case that there are. But let's say a big discussion in the modern day technology. There's this in the Ma'oros HaParsha, which is a nice sefer that discusses halachic issues of Seder HaParsha. So Parsha Shmini, he discusses Bizman Achrom, they are trying to genetically create a fish without scales, but based on from the kosher genes, from the genes of kosher fish, because it's just easier to deal with. So is that going to be kosher? Is that going to be kosher? You don't take off the scales for the fish. This is a beautiful nafkamina. Beautiful nafkamina. If you say it's a siman, so these are kosher. If it's a siba, they're not kosher. Pashtus, this would be a nafkamina. Right, other quotes, the Chuvas Kinyan Torah and the Noda Behuda. Obviously, didn't talk about this specifically, but maybe you shouldn't mess around. I shouldn't mess around with the genetics of these types of fish. Again, that's two issues. Number one, should it be done? Number two, whether it's done or not, would you be able to create a kosher fish without scales? That is the discussion. But that's a discussion of siman or siba, which comes up in various places. Right? Rabbi Chana, at the beginning of Pesachim, Rabbi Chana discusses Seis HaKochavim, three stars. Are three stars are siman that it's night or siba that it's night? Right, Sima, does it cause night or not? Lamay nafkamina. What if you have two Adim on each of the stars? Two Adim say, I saw a star in this side of the sky, I saw this side. He quotes from other contexts that if it's Siba, they have to be all together. If it's Siman, then it's just, you can have separate, like Chesed Gimel Shanim. You could have different Adim on each of the years that the person squatted, so that could be Siman and not Siba. And that is all a discussion. Okay, we'll get... We'll get into more about the Shem, about the Simanim on Amid base. Weiter. So, Stapir v'kaskesas. Taner Rabbanon. Ein lo achshav asid l'gad l'acharzman. What if a fish does not have these Simanim now, but it's going to grow on him afterwards? Kigon ha-sultanis v'ha-afyan harizem mutter. So as long as it's going to grow later, it's mutter, even if it doesn't have it right now. What's the source for this? Yesterday we had a Korean exiv. About what the source for having it by grasshoppers, right? Asher lo kraim. Here there is no kriyan exif. The Rashba makes up his own drasha. It says ein lo ayein alav. Ayein alav. See if there's any time in its future that it's going to have this simanim. So Rashba makes up a drasha because you don't know exactly. The Gemara doesn't give a drasha. Fine. Yesh lo achshav asil ashiran. What if it has them now, but it's going to lose them? B'shasha olam in amayim, when it goes out of the water, kagon akunis v'afunis kaspatias v'akaspatias v'atunis. Maybe that's like tuna. Harei zemutter. So as long as it's going to have it, or as it has it, even if it's going to lose it, right? Any of these is going to be. It is going to be mutter. No problem. Tanan hasam. Mishnah says the Maseches Nida. Any fish that has scales has fins. If you see scales, you don't have to worry about the fins, because for sure, let's say it got cut off. You know what has fins? There are those that have fins, but don't have scales. So, yesh lo kashkeses v'yesh lo stapir daktar. If it has both, it's a kosher fish. Yesh lo stapir v'yesh lo kashkeses daktame. If it only has fins and no scales, it's a non-kosher fish. So now the Gemara asks, michti. You're looking at the scales anyway, right? Because there are some that have fins and no scales. So you got to check the scales. And if you know, if it always has scales, so it for sure has fins. So just check the kashkashkas. So lichto brechba the kashkashkas. Well, let's stop here. So what's the whole purpose of the fins, Simon? It's all about the scales. What do you need the fins for? So he comes about a kaskash and all causes up here. First, the Gemara says, if it would have only said scales and not fins, hava amina, my kaskashkas not here. I wouldn't have known what kaskasas are. I would have thought maybe kaskasas means fins. So, vafilu dagtame. So, kazvachman is tapir vikaskasas. That's why he has to say both, so we know that one of them is fins and one of them is scales. That's why it had to say that. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Fahacha the cause of Achwada Sabiva Kaskeses. Mimai the Kaskeses Lavusha. Mimai the Kaskeses Lavusha. You know, I have a pasuk. How do you know Kaskeses is Lavush? Is the armor? Is the outside of the fish? Dichsiv Vishir Yon Kaskesim Hu Lavush. It says it's the Lavush. Pasuk in Shmuel. That it's the Shiryon. It's the armor of the fish is the scales. So we're back to the question. Velotza Rachmana Kaskeses Lo Lichtos Napir. So just write scales. So Amar Rabbi Avov, Chaytar the Rabbi Yishmael, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Right, you're right. You don't need it. It's just to give us an extra thing to learn about. Right, like Drosh V'Kabal Schar, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, or Mil Sodasi V'Kabal Chomer Torah V'Kasal Vakra. Right, we have different principles where the Torah didn't have to write something, and it writes it anyway. Right, so there's a lot of Torah discussing about Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, specifically in this. In this context, if you look in the Ksava Kabbalah, if you look at the Ksava Kabbalah on this pasuk in Parsha Shmini, he talks about why dafka yagdol Torah v'yadir. He says because if you look many times, the Torah gives and the Chachamim give rules and regulations for 98% of cases. The Torah doesn't always have to be interested in 1% of the cases. V'itachein, the ha'klola de kaili raboseinu. It's possible that the Mishnah says in Nida, that anything that has scales for sure has fins. It could be 98%, not 100%, says the Ksava Kabbalah. It might not be 100%. There could be 2% of fish that have scales that don't have fins. Eino klal mukhla lomar she'ein benimsa klal min dag b'kaskashes below stop here. Do yadanu hifucho! Because after all, we know there are fish. Shebiyama svardi nimsa dag hanikra stenicus marinus she'ish lo kashkashim ve'elo stop here. We know there's a fish out there. Aval ma'amaram, but what does that mean? Kol she'ish lo? It means ma'amar she'eino mukhlat. Kama'amaram, ein lomeidem in aklawas. Like it says in the Gemara, various places. You don't learn from Klalim. Umatali, what does that mean? And I found this in the Krasi also, Rav Yonatan and Ibishitz, Simin Pei Gimel. Bechol dvarim bifrat b'teva habruim, yesh dvarim yotzim min ha-teva, kamo she'eidu chach mi-ha-teva, b'tivei balechayim. Where I would say this when Chazal say something. I take back what I said before. If the Torah says something, there are no other exceptions. Like the Gemara says before, by the Gamal and the Chazir, there are no other exceptions. That's the whole proof of Torah, of the divine authorship of the Torah, like we had earlier in Daf Samach. But when Chazal make up rules of Kol She'yesh Lo, Kol She'ein Lo, that's 98%. But what does our Gemara mean? Yagdol Torah v'yadir? That's exactly what our Gemara means. Our Gemara says the Torah went out of its way to say both simanim. It didn't have to, because usually, right, when you have these types of rules, right, you don't have to go extra. And yet it went out of its gedarim here, that's Yagdol Torah v'yadir. That's why it's Yagdol Torah here, because it went out of what it usually discusses. That's the simanim. If you look at the Margoliath Hashas, beautiful. He says in the quotes from Kabbalistic sources that fish are like Tamid Chachamim. Fish Tamid Chachamim. We're swimming in the Yama Torah. Right, dogim are the Tamid Chachamim. And the Kashkashim, our scales, are what's fixed on us. That's the Torah Shebichsav. What's fixed that we live with. What do we move with? That's the fins. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. With a snapir dilhon, o raisa de inun misgabrin mosif in kochad vachad, lefum dargi vachachmasei. And that's why Yagdil Torah, what is magdil, what expands? What expands? That's the fins. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what's constantly expanding. Number one. Also related to this, in the that was the Magalis Hashas. If you look in the Yagdol Torah, which one of my sorry, I like to quote from on Chumash. He quotes also. He says, "What's the message of scales and fins? The scales protect where you are, protect you. Fins help you move further." He says, "Life's not just about scales." Not just about remaining strong where we are. It's about constantly growing and constantly moving. That's the fins. That's the fins are Yagdol Torah v'yadir, making Torah even greater, continuing, not just staying where we are. That's Shetzor Gama Simon Atara Sheni shall stop here. Hashiifa Legadol Hiskadeim. Lorak Bagashmius Demer Dvar Malalo. Gabaruchmius. Sorak Lahamshach V'ligdol. That's extra. And finally, related, and then we will continue. So also the Margalit HaShasi quotes, maybe that's why there's an emphasis of eating fish on Shabbos. Why? Shabbos is a special day for Talmud Torah. Fish is merames to us. Fish is merames to us. An aspect of Torah Lishma. You don't need this. You have to know about snapir. Snapir, what's snapir? It's just Yaakov Torah V'yadir. Ah, that's why fish on Shabbos. Right? Masigim is inyan tamazel ha'agl Torah. You think about the fish a little too much. Okay, those of us, I'm not such a fish person, so I gotta make learning about it as if I'm eating it. Right, so yeah, I'll just learn about this word on Shabbos, and then I'll be yotze zayin. Okay, weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Mimash v'sheneemar. Achol sheyeshlo. It says, achol, eat the fish that have these simanim. Shomei ani. I know the opposite. Why do I need both phrases, the positive and the negative? That there's an asay and a losase involved. Fine. Tochlu vayter in the brisa called mikolasher b'mayim. Eat everything from in the water. Mata malomer. What is that? What's the emphasis of b'mayim? Sheyachol. I would have thought. Hol v'hitir b'mefurash. V'hitir b'stam. Since Rashi explains, and we're going to see it more later in the Gemara. Since we have a heter that certain insects, like worms, that grow in water, but not in real water. They don't grow in rivers and lakes and streams. They grow in, like, barrels. They grow in other little areas. And the Torah is matir them, even without the simanim of dagim. You don't need fins and scales on these kosher tolaim. So hovi hiter b'beforish v'hiter b'stam. Ma kishiter b'beforish lo hiter lo b'kelim. Just like when it explicitly is matir, as we'll see later. It only matirs in kelim, in barrels and cups. Af kishiter b'stam lo hiter lo b'kelim. So too, when it's matir b'stam, it's only matir b'kelim. Minayin l'rabos borosh yichudu ma'aros. How do I know that even to include water that are in caves and pits and water cisterns that, again, are not connected to a natural body of water? So it's not called fish, sheshocha, that you bend down, v'shosam yadi, you drink from there, ve'ino nimna. You don't not drink from there. Tamalomer toch, let me call Hashem amayim. That's what is included. It's included in that phrase, we call Hashem amayim. Hechan hitir b'kelim, where is it matered in kelim? That we say, hitir b'meforash. Dechsif, as zetochlu, we call Hashem amayim b'chulu. And we darshan, by yamim uvan achalim hu dechi isle achol de lesle lo techol. Only what's in the rivers and the streams needs the simani kashrus. Habakalim avagav delesle achol. If it's in kalim, if there's water in kalim not connected to bodies of water, so it's not that fish got in there, but it's some other type of beings were nivra there, it came in there, you can eat that with even without the simanim. The Gemara says maybe you could darshan it the opposite way. Eimba bakalim avagav de isle lo techol. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe not in kalim you don't need the simanim, maybe in kalim they're all also even with the simanim. So the verse is if you can't have that havamina dechsiv chalasherin lo sabir v'kaskasas bayam achalim because sheres amayim. We have that pasik and we darshan b'yamu man achalim the lesle lo techol habekalim avagav the lesle achol. No, we darshan that if it has kalim, even if it doesn't have the simanim, you are going to eat it. The ema. Two more lines. B'mayim klal, b'mayim uvan achalim prat, klal uprat, eim b'chal amashre prat. Maybe you should darshan it as a klal uprat, and yamim unachalim in, ni'itzin v'charitzin lo. You could only eat from the rivers and the streams and not from the ponds or the other types of waters areas. B'mayim chazav a klal. No, b'mayim is another klal, and therefore we darshan that those are mutter. Those items, the nitzin, the charitzin, as long as it has the simani tara, it is okay. We're in the middle here, but we're going to have to stop here, and we'll continue this discussion of the drushes tomorrow. Okay, three lines from the bottom, and we'll stop. Bez Hashem, Parshas here tonight. We'll be up on the OU.org website, Bez Hashem, by late tonight.